Good morning.
Morning.
And it is good to have my helpmate back. Laundry and everything was starting to pile up. I might have had to do a little bit. No, I got it. I actually did it, so. But it is good to have them back, and it's good that they had a great time learning more about the Lord and worshiping with the other women. Today we are in chapter 8 of Romans. We're going to finish it. We're going to cover verses 31 through 39. And I titled this, We Are So Loved by God. You know, last week we were comforted by Paul when he wrote that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And today we're going to look at God's unyielding love for us, that he will be with us no matter what we go through. You know, I was thinking about this as I read through this and started studying it and looking at it, and Hezekiah came to mind. And he was a good king in Jerusalem. He was the son of Ahaz. And you see, God tested him. He didn't leave him because God loved him. He prospered him in the kingdom. But he did step back. He withdrew from him. And we saw this in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31, where he said, However, regarding the ambassador or the princes of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonder that was done in the land,